This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, December 28th. Bread of Life. Our reading comes from John chapter 6. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The branches of the Jesse tree stretch across Scripture, providing a helpful way to see God's plan of salvation leading to the coming of Jesus. And the story of Christ's coming does not end in Bethlehem. Jesus' ministry and teaching help us grasp the meaning of our Savior's birth. In the setting of our text for today, Jesus has just miraculously fed a crowd of over 5,000 people from a few loaves of bread and some fish. Not surprisingly, the crowd wants more of Jesus and his miracles, so they follow him around. Their hungering for physical bread gives Jesus a teaching moment to talk about spiritual life and sustenance. Jesus declares, "I am the bread of life." In their eagerness for free food, the crowds have missed the spiritual significance of Jesus' feast in the wilderness. The physical bread that Jesus provided not only gave nourishment, like the bread, manna, God gave the people of Israel long ago, but also pointed to the spiritual bread of Jesus' body. Through his sacrificial death and resurrection, Jesus provides the bread of eternal life for God's children. Bread is wonderful and nourishing, but it can't feed our souls. Only Jesus, broken for us, can do that. Whatever you eat today, remember the one who gives you new life. Pray with me. Father in heaven, thank you for our daily bread, and thank you for sending Jesus, who nourishes and satisfies our souls. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.